今日の説教は選ぶことができるというタイトルでいろいろ質問を頂いて申し訳ございません。
皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。
久しぶりです。帰ってきてよかった。この間のだいたい2週間半3週間は東南アジアに行って、そこでいろいろな経験とかいろんな人に会えて、それもすごくよかった。まず第50周年のアジアミッションフォーラム、それはアジアの国々の宣教師、または誰でもそのクリスチャンたちが集まって、そこで一緒に礼拝したり、一緒に交わりを持って、一緒に美味しいご飯を食べて、または自由の時間に、これはタイだからマッサージをしたりとか、それもあるんだけど、やっぱり一緒に祈って、一緒にその時間を過ごして、とても僕にとってとても癒されました。で、特に今回はその震災のことで、みんなが私たちのために献金をしてくださって、それに関するいろいろ質問を聞いたり、または何人が私たちにその手を回して祈ってくださったし、またもう一回この250人ぐらいの集まりで、また特別献金を私たちのためにやって、でアメリカドルで大体4000ドルぐらいを集まりました。でそれはとても感謝します。 So I've been gone for 3 weeks. It's good to be back home. But while I was away, I went a lot of places, saw a lot of people, did a lot of things. We started off at the Asia Mission Forum. This was the 50th Asia Mission Forum in Chiang Mai, Thailand. It's a blessing. Every year, people come together from different Asian nations, not just missionaries, but Christians from several different countries. This year, we had over 250 participants there. And it was good to worship, good to pray, good to talk, good to relax. Because it was in Thailand, I really enjoyed getting many massages. And so it was a time of refreshing, a time of encouragement. Especially because of the disaster in Japan, a lot of these people collected money in their churches and have sent it to us. And so we received a lot of questions about that. But more encouraging was people coming, gathering around us, laying their hands on us, praying for us, speaking words of encouragement. And again, those 250 people kind of at the last minute said, let's have another special offering to bless our brothers and sisters in Japan, and collected over $4,000 US. そこでアシさんがメッセージをしてくださって、英語でそのメッセージをして、すごく良かったよ。僕もとても感動して、自分の信仰のその信仰の旅、その人生の旅をみんなの前で分かち合って、やっぱり勇気が必要だったけど、すごく良かった。何回も他の国の兄弟姉妹からその感動の言葉を聞いて、とても励まされた。またはシンガポール、フィリピン、いろんな人と一緒にその礼拝ができて、とても良かったです。 So Atsushi was one of the featured speakers this year at the forum, and he did a fantastic job. The theme of the forum was Faithful for 50, and we were looking at God's faithfulness in our lives, and Atsushi shared from his own life of faith and his journey. And it took a lot of courage to be able to do that, but not only did he do that well in English, but he just really opened his heart, and a lot of people were really, really encouraged by that. I heard a lot of comments from other people. But to be able, again, to see people, to share words of faith and lives of faith with those people from Singapore, Philippines, many other places, and to worship together was such a huge blessing. それから私たちがカンボジアに行って、22人が集まって、日本、またはマレーシア、またはシンガポールから22人が一緒に行って、その行進ができて、とても祝福されました。神様に感謝です。 その3日間はちょっと激しく忙しかった。でも子供たちとまたその時間を過ごせて、子供たちがどんどん大きくなっているから、やっぱりそれでもいろんなしつけとかもうやらなければならないんだけど、一緒に笑ったり食事したり、あと子供たちも一緒にその学校での働きも一緒に協力していますから、今回もそれぞれの人がその奉仕の心を持ってとても良かったです。で、まあ、今度11月末に今度のミッションサンデーでその報告をみんなの前でしたいと思います。So after that, we were able to go to Cambodia, 22 people from Japan, from Malaysia, from Singapore, and we were able to serve. We were able to spend time with the children. The children are getting bigger, so sometimes they need some come to Jesus conversations with Joel and Pak Phuc. But that's okay. They're growing, they're learning, and they're being molded. But it's also good to see how God is molding their lives as they work with us in the schools. And I was really impressed by our group, by the servant hearts that they had when they served. And we'll share more about that at the end of November at our next Mission Sunday. It was a time of blessing from God. で、最後はシンガポールで教そのベロク教会の兄弟姉妹と一緒にその交わりを持って、私たちからその証しをしたり、または一緒に遊んだり、向こうのおもてなすことはとても上手で、海の隣でそのバーベキューをしたり、また先週の日曜日でその震災のリポートを少ししてから、教会の皆さんが立てて、私たちの周りに行って、私たちのために祈りました。やっぱりそこで涙がポロポロ出てきたけど、そこでもやっぱり私たちだけがこれに頑張っているわけでもない。いろんな兄弟姉妹が私たちのために祈ってくださっていることをもう一回思い出しました。それはとても励まされました。だからベロク教会の皆さんから水戸教会の兄弟姉妹へよろしくということを伝えてください。 Lastly, we were able to be in Singapore and the fellowship of brothers and sisters from the Bedok Church of Christ. And that again was a good time. They asked us to share testimoniesAsked our team to share testimonies. We got to play and relax again a little bit. And they are a very hospitable people. They hosted a barbecue for us by the ocean. That was really, really nice. They just really took good care of us. This past Sunday, when we were worshiping with them, near the end of worship, after we had done a little bit of a report on the disaster, everybody in the church stood up and they went to different places where we were.And laid their hands on us and prayed for us. And once again, it was a reminder that we are not alone, that God has provided us with other people who are praying for us, who love us, who also want to join with us in some way. 今日は第1ペテロ3章8節から16節は22節で、今日は特に8節から16節を集中したいと思います。今回のテーマは良い行いをやっても悲しみがあるというようなテーマで、ちょっとそれにちょっと頭に置いておきたいと思います。でもその前にまずこういう質問を皆さんにコントロールできない問題にどのように向き合いますか。私たちはよくコントロールしようという態度があるんだけど、よく考えると私たち以外にコントロールできない問題がたくさんあって、でそこで私たちはどういうふうに向き合いますか。2つ目はストレスがあったり、感謝されなかったり、非難を受けたりするとき、自分はどのような人になりますか。自分が一生懸命頑張ろうと 思っても誰かが誰かが避難を言ったり、その頑張りさをあまり考えずに感謝しなくて、もしかしたら傷をつけるかもしれないけど、自分が一生懸命良いことをしても向こうからまたはその状況はあまりいい状況ではないときは、自分はどういうふうに反応するかという、その2つの質問をちょっと考えてみてください。So this morning we're going to be looking at 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 through 16. The section actually goes through verse 22, but we're going to focus on verses 8 through 16. The theme of this passage is even when we are doing good things, there are times where we encounter difficulty, where we have to suffer, where we have challenges that we face. And so before we get into that this morning, I want to ask you these two questions for your personal reflection, to think about it, to prepare your heart for what we're going to talk about. The first question is this: how do you face problems that are out of your control? A lot of times we like to fool ourselves and think that we can control, or at least we want to control everything around us. But if we are really honest with ourselves, we realize that we control almost nothing. So when you come up with a problem that you cannot control, how do you face that? What is your attitude towards that situation? Secondly, when you feel stress, a lack of appreciation, or you receive criticism, what kind of person do you become? You may be trying really, really hard to be a certain way or to do a certain thing. You're giving it your all. You're giving it your best. And then the criticism comes from somebody. Or somebody doesn't look at the work and see how much you've tried, and they don't really appreciate the effort that you're putting in. Maybe they don't know the background of how much personal sacrifice you had to put into that moment. In those times, how do you resolve that in your life and in your heart? What kind of person have you become? These are questions that I'd like you to think about as we look at today's text from 1 Peter 3. 私たちがよくこういう間違いがあります。いいことがいい人に起こる、または起こるべきだ。でも反対のこともあり得る。私たちはこれをよく思っているでしょう。ハマってるからいい人だよ、だからいいことをされた方がいいんじゃないですか。なぜその人がそのいい人にいつもひどいことがあるのという質問はよくあります。でもその事実は祝福、神様からの祝福、また私たちの人生の中の苦しみは私たちの人格や行いに関わりなく起こる。またこの両方が私たちの成長と神様に近づくために必要。その事実はちょっと痛いかもしれないけど、祝福でも苦しみでも私たちが必要なこと、神様に近づくために、成長するために両方が必要。I think we make this mistake a lot in our thinking. Good things happen to good people, or good things should happen to good people, and the opposite is also true. Why am I trying so hard to do this? Or why am I trying to be like this? Or not even me, maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's somebody that you love, you see them, you know they're a good person, and it seems like every time they turn around, there's another hard knock to their life, and you wonder why. Good things should happen to good bad things should happen to bad people because we don't like them. But that's not the truth. The truth is that blessing and suffering don't depend on who we are or on what we do. Both the blessing and the suffering need to be accepted as a part of what we need to grow closer to God in our relationship with Him. That's a very uncomfortable truth, but it's still a truth. Both things happen to bring us closer to God. And when we try to run away from our suffering and only accept the blessing, we are shortchanging what God is wanting to do or can do in those experiences. たまにその悲しみは冬みたいに。この世界でいろんな季節があります。私たちの人生でも、私たちの信仰でも季節があります。冬の中は日がとても苦しんでいて、寒かったり、葉っぱは出せない。でも冬がなければ、春も来れない。春の時にも感謝できない。この第一ペテロの3章13節と14節を読みます。もしあなた方が善の熱心であるなら、誰があなたに害を変えるでしょう。いや、たとえ義のために苦しむことがあるにしても、それは幸いなことです。彼らの脅かしを恐れたり、それによって心を動揺させたりしてはいけません。また続けて、17節と18節。もし神の御心なら、善を行って苦しみを受けるのは悪を行って苦しみを受けるより良いのです。キリストも一度罪のために死なれました。正しい方が悪い人々の身代わりとなったのです。それは肉においては死に渡され、霊においては生かされて私たちを神の身元に導くためでした。さっき私たちがその主の食卓を受けて、イエス様がその十字架の上に苦しみを受けるのは人間の見方ではいいことではない、でもその苦しみを通して私たちが救われています。毎日その証があります。毎日その恵みをいただいています。So in relation to this, I like to think about the seasons. In the world, we see the seasons, and I think kind of our suffering is kind of like the winter month. It's kind of the winter season. In our world, we see the season. I love how God works. He creates the seasons in the world, and that tells a story about many other things. Our lives also have seasons. Our faith also goes through different periods, different seasons.Like the tree in winter. The tree suffers in the winter. It's cold. And those leaves cannot come out in the winter months. But if the tree does not go through the pain of the winter, spring cannot come. And we wouldn't appreciate the beauty and the joy of spring as much if we didn't have the winter preceding it.So look at 1 Peter 3, verses 13 and 14. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. And on to verses 17 and 18. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit. We just finished our testimony through communion. That is a story of suffering and pain on the cross. But through the suffering of Christ, we experience the beauty of salvation and grace. It is our story. It is our testimony. Through suffering comes beauty. Through suffering comes growth and healing and hope. この間違いもあります。神に全部委ねれば神は私を変えてくださる。私は何をする必要はない。まあ、こういう、淳さんこういう日本語のことわざを聞いて、棚からぼた餅。なるほどね。私が言ってないのは、私たちが心を変えてくることはできる。神様だけが私たちの心を変えてくださる。でもそのうちに私たちがやらなければならないこともあります。それは神様を選ぶこと、神様がその心に受け入れること。だから私たちは手を全く差しなくて、受け身だけで入ることはできない。私たちの責任もあります。でそれはこの事実、救いは神の技。しかし弟子としての成長は聖なる神と私の共同作業。So here's another thing that we mistakenly believe, I think. I can just leave everything about choosing me to God. I don't have to do anything. Now I want to be careful about what I say with that, because I don't want you, because I do believe that the Bible teaches us that we cannot change ourselves, that we are utterly helpless, and we have to completely give ourselves to God. Completely surrender ourselves. So I'm not saying that we change ourselves. I believe that only God can do that. But what I'm also saying is we do have a part within that, a role that we play, we have a responsibility. We don't just say, oh, you know, have your way, I'm not going to do anything. I can just do and be however I want to be. And God will just magically change me. There still is a decision, a choice, to surrender ourselves to God and to allow Him into our lives, to allow Him into our hearts. And that's the truth. Salvation is the work of God, not the work of us. But growth as a disciple is the joint work of the Holy Spirit and me. ローマ人への手紙6章にそれに関するパウロがそのクリスチャンたちに教えられています。神様がこの今の私のままを受け入れています。それは真実、真実です。でも私が今からこのまま続けて変わらないことで神様がそれを喜ぶ、受け入れることはないです。神様がこの今の私のままを受け入れている。 でもそこで私が神様に自分を委ねて、神様が私を変えていく。それは私たちが目指していること。それは私たちの希望です。So in Romans chapter 6, Paul teaches this to the disciples, to the early church disciples. When he talks about, shall we keep on going, shall we keep on going sinning as we have been. I talked about this a little bit, but God accepts me as I am right now. That is grace. That is the story of grace. God accepts me even though I am undeserving. But God does not find joy and accept me staying that way once I have a relationship with Him. He expects me to release myself to Him so that He can change me. That's our story. That is what real grace, receiving grace, is. このそれぞれの箇所がありますから、今その全部を読まないけど、第一ペテロの手紙3章の8節から12節、また15節から16節、さっきそれを読みました。またはユダの手紙20節と21節、それを読みます。しかし愛する人々よ、あなた方は自分の持っている最も清い信仰の上に自分自身を築き上げ、聖霊によって祈り、神の愛のうちに自分自身を保ち、永遠の命を至らせる私たちの主イエス・キリストの憐れみを持ち望みなさい。またはテモテの手紙第14章15節と16節、読みます。これらの務めに心を砕き、しっかりやりなさい。そうすればあなたの辛抱は全ての人に明らかになるでしょう。自分自身にも教えることにもよく気をつけなさい。あくまでそれを続けなさい。そうすれば自分自身をも、またあなたの教えを聞く人たちをも救うことになります。または今朝読んだそのロマ人の手紙12章の2節、この4つの箇所、これ以外の箇所もあるんだけど、この4つの箇所ではその動詞は受け身形じゃなくて、自分がやること、自分が決めてそれをやる、ただ受け入れるんじゃなくて、だから私たちの技、私たちの働き、私たちの選ぶこともあると思います。So looking at these four different passages, there are more than this. We're not going to read all of them. But 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12, and again verses 15 through 16. This kind of identifies what we're talking about what our responsibility is, how we are called to enact those things in our life as well. Also look at Jude, verse 20 and 21. I'm going to read that for you. Jude, verse 20 and 21. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Also look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. 1 Timothy 4, 15 and 16. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And then there's the opening that we had from Romans 12, 2. If you look at these passages, like I said, there are other passages that I haven't highlighted, but these are not passive verbs. All of these things that are written, the people are being told to do it, not just receive it. There's a part where they decide to do it, they commit to do it, and they live that out in their lives. So I'm not negating the fact that it's God who brings the change, but we have got to be the ones to make that choice to allow God to do that. だから、まあもちろんこの3月11日からの震災のこともあるんだけど、それ以外にも私たちはいろんな苦しみを受けています。家族の中の問題、または仕事場の問題、人生の方向性、夫婦の関係、いろんな迷い、いろんな人間関係があります。私たちはいい人と言えることでも、私たちはいろんな悲しみ、いろんな大変さを持っています。その苦しみの中では、私たちはどういうふうにそれを受け取ること、その選ぶことができるチャンスが神様から与えてくださっています。パウロがその苦しみの中、こういうふうに、こういうような人になりなさい、これはもちろん教会に向けて書いてあります。だから教会、兄弟姉妹、私たち心を一つにする、兄弟愛を示す、哀れみ深くのような人になりなさい、謙遜である人になりなさい、悪から遠ざかり善を行う。ただ私は神様を信じています。今は足りない、その悪から自分を離れることは必要です。平和を求める、それぞれの性格、それぞれの考え方、それぞれの意見とかやり方がある。その中で私たちは平和を求めていますから、私たちは神様を求めていますか。神様の御心、自分の意見じゃなくて、自分のやり方じゃなくて、神様の御心を求めていますか。弁明できる、用意をする、これもすごく大切なことです。教会の中でも教会の外でも、その同じ信仰を持っていない人に、私たちは一生懸命その良いメッセージがあっても、どういうふうにそのメッセージを伝えるのかということをここに書いてあります。優しく、慎みを恐れる、正しい良心を
ですね。
こういうふうにありなさい、苦しみの中。私たちが例えば家族の中で問題があれば、その正直さ、建前と本音、その本音の分を家族の前に出す人がいますか？私はそういう人です。友達に建前を見せても、家族はどうしても本音を遠慮なく出します。でもその問題の中で優しく慎み恐れる正しい良心を持つことも必要です。家族の中でも、またこの教会の中でも、これの外でもそれが必要です。 So we have a lot of difficulties. We have a lot of things that we are suffering. Of course there's the disaster. For some of you, you actually may be tired of talking about or hearing about the disaster and how we should face itSo, besides that, there are a lot of other things, a lot of other suffering. Husband and wife relationships. Breakdown in family. Your working situation. Something even within your own heart that you're struggling with. Maybe there's two partswithin your heart, how you want to accept something or not want to accept something, something you're struggling with. In the midst of our struggle, we do have a choice about how to face that and who to be. And in this passage in Peter, I think he's calling us, he's teaching us. Of course, this is written to the church. So we as a church, let's receive these words to live in harmony.With each other. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Now I want to put a little thing in there. I just said in Japanese, how many of you show the ugly side of your family? You know, my mother, she used to call on the phone would ring, she'd be like yelling, she'd be like, Joe, pop up on me! Hello! I hated that. She was nice to the person on the phone.But I'm that kind of person too. I'll be nice to everybody else, but the ones that are closest to me, no holds barred. I'm going to show you who I am and what I think and how I feel. But even in the midst of that, let's think about family, let's think about church, the places where we might feel like we can be ugly. In the midst of that suffering, be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate.Turn from evil and do good. It is not enough for us to say, I believe, or this is my religion, or this is what I do. We have got to make clear steps to walk away from anything that is evil or that brings evil into our lives, into our hearts. Seek and pursue peace. I love how it's written in the scripture, to seek and to pursue.In the midst of suffering, to be prepared. A lot of times we have a message that we want to share and we want to bonk people over the head with it. But I think this gives us a context of what our heart needs to be. Be gentle and respectful, keeping a clear conscience. These are not passive verbs. These are active verbs. Things that we choose to allow God to enact.In our lives, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of our most difficult times, not just when we are feeling good. 苦しみの中で私たちの技は苦しみを避けるか向き合うかどっちか、または苦しみの中でどうあるべきか、誰といるべきかを選ぶ。 情報が大切です。どうあるべき、または誰と、その誰とは人間であり神様です。でも神様だけではなく、その人間関係でも誰が私と一緒に協力して神様に向けて近づくことを目指す、その人たちにつながって、で三つ目は神様が私たちの心に働けてくださることを選ぶ。神様は無理やりにそれをやるんじゃなくて、私たちにその自由さを、私たちの心は私たちの心、だから神様がそれを入ってくださるかどうかは私たちが選ぶことです。で神様の技は私たちの心を変えてくださること、また私たちが必要としているもの、それは人、あとはその力、その平和を備えてください。So in the midst of our struggle, I think Peter is highlighting to us that we have our work and there is God's work. Our work is to choose to either to face or to avoid the struggle, to face or to avoid the suffering. Secondly, to choose how to be and with whom to be in the struggle. In this one, I like the English better because I can capitalize whom and I can also make the W small for whom. So that lets you know that there's two parts to what I mean by whom. I can't do that in Japanese. It's only diet. I think it's really, really important that we choose to be with God, but not only to be with God, but I also think it's important for us to choose who God puts in our lives. Who are other people who are also desiring God's will, and how can we walk closer together with them? And secondly, to choose to allow God to work in our hearts. God gives us, God blesses us with the gift of freedom. God is a gentleman. He does not force himself on us. And say, I'll get in your heart. He creates us with a heart, and he creates us with the freedom, the choice, to either to allow him in or to leave him out. But God's work is to bring the actual change to our hearts, if we choose to let him in, and to provide us with what and whom we need. That's himself, that's other people, that's the strength, the peace, the whole list that Peter wrote in his, I think those are the things that God can bring about in our lives. I'm gonna close with a hymn, but before I do that, I didn't plan this for my sermon, but I have to tell you that recently God has been working in some really powerful ways in my life. It's kind of a little testimony moment. A lot of different things where, just through small things, God is showing me that he is here. God is showing me that he knows me. God is showing me that he loves me and that he's active in moments. Just lots of little ways. I shared a few of them with Hiro and Kaku the other night. But I had another one of those this morning. Before I got up to preach, we sang Trust and Obey. And I didn't ask for that song to be chosen. When I was in third grade in elementary school, on Wednesday night, I had a teacher. Her name was Joan Smith at church. Okay? And she was a really, really lovely, lovely lady. She got cancer, and she suffered for a long, long time with that cancer before she died. And it was really, really incredibly painful. But she used her cancer experience and her story and her suffering to share how God worked in the midst of that suffering to transform her. And it's one of the most powerful testimonies I think I've ever heard. And one of her favorite songs was Trust and Obey. And we sing that almost every Wednesday night. So hearing her story and thinking about her life of suffering and how she kept an incredible life of faith in the midst of that suffering, and knowing that she loved that song and then singing that, I couldn't have asked for a better story to be able to share. I don't know why I didn't think of it, but maybe it was so that I could give glory to God in this moment that He reminded me of that story.最近神様が私の人生に個人的に私の人生によく働いています。それはよく気づいて感じています。これはちょっと個人的な証ですが、神様は小さいことでももう重なってもう何回もこの1週間2週間であまり気づかない小さいことでも私を愛している、私のそばにいる、私の人生の中に動いていることを私に表しています。信仰を強めるためにそれをやってくださっています。で、まあ、2日間前にそれをガク君とヒロ君にも勝ち合ったんだけど、今朝また神様がそういうふうに働いてた。というのは、説教の前で私たちが主はその賛美歌を一緒に賛美して、小学校3年生の時に僕の家族が毎週水曜日の夜に教会に行って、その聖書研究に行って、僕はその子供のクラスに入って、で僕の先生はジョン・スミス先生という女の人で、とても優しい、とても信仰深い姉妹です。その次の年から彼女はがんが見つけて、でずっとそれを苦しんでいて、もう何年間、僕はそのがんを持つ人はもうたくさんしているけど、特に彼女のがんはとても大変で、もう何年間それを続けて苦しみました。でも彼女がそれぞれの教会に回っていて、そのがんの苦しみの中で神様はどういうふうに信仰を強めること、どういうふうに自分の成長することの証をよくしてくださいました。私にとってそれはいろんな証の中で一番印象深い証でした。とても励まされました。今日の私たちの箇所、その苦しみの中で神様と一緒に歩んでいく、どういう人にあればいいかは、彼女の人生はこの箇所の証です。そして彼女の一番大好きな賛美歌は、さっき説教の前の賛美歌でした。私たちがそれを賛美した時に、僕はあまり賛美できなかった。彼女のことをまた思い出して、小学校3年生の時にほぼ毎週その賛美歌を賛美して、なんで説教の準備の時にこれを思わなかったのか思ったんだけど、もしかしたらやっぱりまた神様がこういうふうに働いてくださって、こういう証が分かち合えることができました。で、最後に祈りとしてこの賛美歌の言葉を まで、この説教を終わりたいと思います。それは、苦しみの中に、これを望んでいます。では、聖歌の295番です。出したまえ、眺めて、末つり、作り、我が主よ。我はただ、長年のうちの、うちにある、我はただ長手のうちにある土くれ。 As a closing prayer, I want to share the words of this old hymn, because I think in the context of suffering, this should be our prayer. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield this will.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter.